Are we shooting?
What?
Are we shooting people or what?
Are we shooting?
That's what I'm asking you.
What's the answer?
I don't know the answer. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Give me some gum. I already gave you some.
I can see a grain of sand in there. I just can't get it out.
I think this guy has a weapon. Yeah, he does.
Whoa! Congratulations, my man. You shot yourself a raghead.
Dang. Didn't think I'd get to see anybody shot in this war.
Oh, take my picture.
How did it sound? They say you exercise the ghost of Vietnam with a clear moral imperative.
We liberated Kuwait.
I would thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
Because the black don't stand for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Evaporating. Still have my gold story, though. Returning the gold to Kuwait.
What do you know about that?
I think it's in some bunker somewhere.
What's going on, Colonel?
I was about to ask you the same thing, Major.
You said he was former Delta. He'd take great care of me. What a bunch of bullshit.
Will you please let me handle
this? Doesn't she have her own goddamn escort?
Of course she does. She's right here.
Oh, why don't you find her someone she can fuck so she'll leave my escort alone?
That is really unnecessary.
I don't want him walking away from me, going to other reporters, and giving away my stories.
What stories? You don't have any stories.
You don't fucking tell people that.
Look at you, Adriana. Look at what's become of you.
Yes, look at me. I've got my clothes on. I'm dressed.
Oh, yeah, but I will say you are old, Adriana. It's written
all
over
I really
over
don't
your
need
face.
This shit, Major.
Come on.
You understand me?
Oh, that hurts.
This is a media war.
My
a media war. You better get on board.
Lady.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow. I'm going to straight you out.
There he is.
Nice.
I will attack, and you don't want that.
Shut up,
Hey, stop! Hey, stop! Hey, stop! Hey, stop!
magazine from your weapon. Swing your weapon on your left shoulder and muscle down. Have both arms raised above your head. Approach the Martin National Forces position slowly, with the lead soldier holding this document above his head. If you do this, you will not die. Do not resist. You will be processed as prisoners of war, provided food, shelter, and clothing, and be strictly according to the guidelines provided by the Civilian Defense. Do not resist.
If you do this, you get this. If you surrender, you will get food and shelter. Okay? Everything is cool. Nobody's gonna hurt you. Just relax. Sir, you're gonna have to take the turban off as well, okay?
You ready for torture anyone in Kuwait, Abdul?
What about you, motherfucker?
You ready for torture anyone?
You're making them hysterical. Stop pointing that thing. You're gonna get us in trouble. Just relax. We want everybody face down. Come on.
Okay, go. Get down.
Hey, no, my friend, the English motherfucker. What is your fucking problem? Could you act in a more professional manner, please? You're making him crazy.
I want to be professional. He just wouldn't take his fucking rags off.
Pay attention to how it's done. Excuse me, sir. Listen. Sir, we're going to need you to disrobe like all the other towel heads, okay? Oh, I hate to see it come to this. Strip him down.
Take your fucking clothes off. Come on, motherfucker. Whoa, Troy, come here, check this out. What are you bringing here, boss?
There's a document in that guy's ass.
We got a classified situation. You think he ate it?
No, it wouldn't come out perfect like that if he ate it. Pull it out, Pat. Pull it out.
Man, I didn't join the army to pull paper out of people's asses. No, sir, not what I signed up for.
Open it up.
You only gave me one glove.
Well, I'm sorry, I only have one glove, but you have to open it up. That's how the chain of command works.
Oh. What is it?
It's important enough to squeeze your cheeks for.
You're supposed to make her feel good about the stories that we want, not push the stories that we don't want. And you don't walk away from her and go and screw another journalist.
I never wanted this job, Ron.
Your work in Iraq was over. Done. I'm trying to help you out, and if you play your cards right, maybe she'll hook you up so you can consult with the media back home.
Fuck that.
Where are you going?
You got your star clenched.
Oh, so now it's my fault that you plateaued a long time ago.
I don't even know what we did here.
Don't even start that with me. This has been
just
a terrible
mistake. Tell me what we did here, Ron.
What do you want to do? Occupy Iraq and do Vietnam all over again? Is that what you want? Is that your brilliant idea?
Fuck it. I'm retiring anyway.
Until you do, you're an army officer. You're still taking care of that reporter, so do it right.
Wash your hands like 1,000 times, Conrad.
Lord knows what vermin live in the butt of a dune coon.
Why do you let this cracker follow you around, man?
Oh, he's all right, man. He's got no high school. He's from a group home in Dallas. He doesn't know any
don't
better.
Tell people that.
I don't give a shit if he's from Johannesburg. I don't want to hear dune coon or sand nigger from him or anybody else.
Captain uses those terms.
Look, the point is, Conrad, the towelhead and camel jockey are perfectly good substitutes.
Exactly.
I apologize, just a little confusing with all this pro-Saudi, anti-Iraqi type language and all that.
Did you get the arrows?
How'd you get those?
Chief is hooked up.
Hey, keep Walter on that door.
Hey, would you take those fucking things off?
I never got to use night vision.
They do not work during the day.
Yeah, they kind of work.
Walter, just stand outside so Chief can translate my Iraqi ass map, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready to work with me now?
Yeah, I'm ready to work with you.
Good, because I've got an amazing lead.
It was in the guy's ass.
That's not the real story.
What's the real story?
It was in the guy's dick. They had to pull it out with a pair of tweezers.
A 10-page atlas of Saddam's bunkers?
Yeah, only real small. Like those books you get in a box of Cracker Jacks.
They pulled it out the guy's ear.
What is he saying?
Out of his ear. Maybe out of Zanas.
Zanas? What is he talking about?
Nose.
Tell me what body part.
Did you let me handle this?
It was a stitch in the back of his head.
He stitched it in the back of his head.
Stitch
what
in the back of his head. What's the guy's name?
Okay.
The guy who found it.
I cannot tell you.
Oh, fuck that. You said you could tell us.
I'm sorry. No,
this guy doesn't know shit.
All right.
He doesn't know shit.
Listen to me. This guy is from Special Forces, and he can help
he
us.
He can help us.
Yes, he's my friend, but he's not going to talk to me if you're around.
You better not be fucking with
me. I'm not fucking with you.
I want the story this time.
You'll get the story. Okay.
Now, these have got to be Saddam's bunkers right here between Kabbalah and Nasiriyah.
What's inside?
According to intel, Picasso, Sony, Armani, Rolex, Kuwait was like the air of Beverly Hills, and Saddam jacked them for it.
Nice to bring something home besides samples.
One gold Rolex gave me a very nice split-level house outside of Garland.
Five Rolexes to get my family that Lexus convertible.
I told you Lexus doesn't make a convertible.
Yes, they do. It has room in the back for a kid's seat.
Infinity has a convertible, but not Lexus.
Wrong.
Either way, the good Lord has put this map in our path, and I believe we're going to find something.
Yeah, we could also put a landmine in our path if we go out there.
I don't think so. I've been fire baptized, and this one feels safe.
What the hell are you talking about?
I have a ring of Jesus fire to guide my decisions.
You're putting me on, right?
Do it look like I'm putting you on?
Okay, ring of Jesus fire.
Oh! Freeze, motherfucker! Sir, this stand is restricted, sir.
Get out of my way.
Sir, it's Mayday, Mayday, Mayday! God damn!
Good afternoon. Would this be the proctology tent?
No, sir.
Maybe it's a urology tent. Or the neurology tent. Or the ear, nose, and throat tent.
Captain's at a staff meeting, sir.
Captain, a proctologist?
What's a proctologist, sir?
Doesn't matter. I'm not looking for the captain. I'm looking for Sergeant Barlow. On the path to truth, where you smell shit. Isn't that what they say, Sergeant?
I don't recognize you, sir. Are you in this division?
He's not from this division. He's Special Forces.
You good soldiers present this map to your captain?
Not yet, sir.
I'll take it to him.
That's not necessary, sir. He's my CO. I can take it.
Don't get grabby, Sergeant.
He's our CO, sir. I'd have to tell him you took it.
It won't do either of us any good, will it?
No, sir.
Sit down. What do you see here?
Bunkers, sir.
What are in those bunkers?
Stuff they stole from Kuwait.
Bullshit. I'm talking about millions in Kuwaiti bullion.
You mean them little cubes you put in hot water to make soup?
No, not the little cubes you put in hot water to make soup.
Gold bricks, Conrad.
Saddam stole it from the sheiks. I have no problem stealing it from Saddam. And my guess is he's divided these bricks into several different stashes. Just one of these stashes would be easy for us to take from his deserting army, and that would be enough to get us out of our day jobs. Unless, of course, you reservists are in love with your day jobs.
I don't really have a day job, sir.
First thing we have to do, make sure this is more than a love letter from one Iraqi to another.
What's a series of bunkers outside Karbala, sir?
Maybe.
Definitely, sir. The recon photos match.
We'll see.
Dang.
It's what makes SF so badass. We got the best flashlights. Still looks like a series of bunkers. Three villages a little farther to the east.
75 clicks north.
More like 65.
That's way north of any Allied troops.
That's perfect. We don't want any troops around.
Yeah, just us and the Humvee up by the Euphrates River Valley.
Where they put Moses in the basket.
That's Egypt.
Shh. We three kings be stealing the gold.
Quiet down.
My friends all drive Porsches, I must make a man.
Hey, just shut up, okay?
Are you done singing?
What about mine, sir?
Grid was swept by the 82nd. We'll stick to the road.
Are we going
to
need a deuce and a half?
No, it's easier to slip out of here in a Humvee.
Now what if we have a lot to carry?
We'll grab an Iraqi truck. It's better cover if we get stopped.
Yeah, we can always say we captured it.
That's right. We leave at dawn, back before lunch, no big deal. What's the guy's name outside?
Walters.
Bolo! Get in here!
Who's Bolo, sir?
Bolo's a guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
Yes, sir.
I want you to get this reporter off my back. You know who Adriana Cruz is?
The reporter on MBS, sir.
That's right. I want you to tell her that I've gone ahead to check out a story and you're bringing her to meet me.
In Iraq?
No. Leave you a fake copy of this map. But then take her on a ride that lasts all morning and goes nowhere near the villages outside of Karbala. When you don't find me, it'll be because you got lost. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
Yeah, is it true that to be special forces, you got to cut off an enemy's ear?
Are you able to control him?
Yes, sir. He'll be fine, I promise.
Let's get ready to roll in the morning.
About.
I told the ball at a higher arc, maybe easier to hit.
Bullshit!
Blacks make better receivers than quarterbacks.
Stop speaking right now,
Warren
Conrad.
Moon is one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Houston's gone nowhere with Warren Moon.
What about Randall Cunningham?
Chief, don't get in the mud with him, man.
Eagles will never make it to the Super Bowl with Randall Cunningham.
Doug Williams not only took the Redskins to the Super Bowl, but they won.
Yeah, so?
We can all agree there are many excellent black quarterbacks.
Let's see what you can hit. You ain't never gonna hit no Iraq.
I'll hit that Iraq. You'll blow his motherfucking head off.
Chief, you start talking like that, just ignore him or it's gonna get worse.
You're right. Just can't help myself sometimes.
Watch this!
What was that?
I'll rig the football as C4, sir.
Why would you do that?
They said we could fire off some rounds when we're far enough away from the camp.
I said that you could fire a few rounds.
We didn't get to see any action, sir.
You want to see some action?
Yeah, I do, sir.
This is what you're after? We dropped a lot of bombs out here. We also buried a lot of guys alive.
Only action we seen was on CNN, except for that Detroit shot.
Shot him in the neck, didn't you?
That's right, sir.
Fucking badass. I was there. Fucking took him out at 400 yards. Head popped up 3 feet in the air. Crazy shot, man.
Don't say that.
You know anything about gunshot wounds?
I don't know.
Specifically, the worst thing about a gunshot wound, provided that you survived the bullet, is something called sepsis.
Infection of the blood.
That's right. Say a bullet tear through your gut. Creates a cavity of dead tissue. That cavity, it fills up with bile. Bacteria. You're fucked. But we're going to do this without firing any shots. And just to be sure, we're going to do a dry run. So get your suits on.
We will say that the cow is the primary guard outside the bunker. Pull up fast, stop short, and very aggressively. Got it?
Got it!
Go!
Who's hurt?
All cow.
Yeah, it's all cow.
Kaboom! Y'all see that cow's head chewed up? It's like a cartoon. It's fucking crazy.
Said this area was swept for mines.
But in the mine, it was a cluster bomb. Very hard to see. Get in the Humvee. We're moving on.
Get around. Ooh, I get around.
Get around. Go in fast, leave the safeties on, in the blinding power of American sunshine.
I'm driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip.
sorry.
Get back! On the ground right now!
America! We are the army of the United States of America!
Stay back!
We are the army of the United States of America!
No,
we are here to save
you!
Go!
We are here for your protection and safety! Hang home!
Go! Step aside! Move!
Orders from President Bush for the ceasefire agreement. Please cooperate.
Clear, let's move.
United States military!
United States military, everybody out!
We are here for your protection and safety, all right?
Hey, get down on the ground! Get down on the ground!
Get
down on
the ground!
No problem.
Tell him to shut up. Quiet.
I am love United States of Freedom.
Yeah, I am love United States of Freedom too.
Just calm down and be quiet, okay?
I am friend.
Hey!
I am friend.
You look for chemical weapon?
No. We look for the gold.
No gold, my friend. No gold here.
Sit higher. Let's go.
No gold.
What? What did you say?
No gold, my friend. No gold.
He says there's no gold here.
Where's the gold? Kill him.
Yes, sir.
You want to die?
Other bunker! Other bunker! Other village!
Other bunker?
Yes.
Not this bunker. Another bunker.
Not this bunker. Not this town.
That town?
That town.
Let's go.
Why you so locked, Bill?
What's going on back there, Major? Civilians are spitting on the soldiers are shooting civilians?
They're ignoring us like we weren't even there.
They already surrendered to us. Now they're after the civilians.
Why'd they blow up that milk truck?
They're trying to starve the people out.
Why? Bush told the people to rise up against Saddam. They thought they'd have our support. They don't. Now they're getting slaughtered.
So where's the next bunker?
About 20 clicks on the map, according to what that guy said.
No, it's not. There's something about that well.
What well?
The well in the center of town. There were soldiers guarding it. I bet there's a bunker in there. The guy lied to us. It's back where we came from.
Hey, I don't know if I could do this, okay? Hey! I got a family. If I'm gonna shit in a bag for the rest of my life because I got shot after the war was over, that'd be pretty fucking stupid, wouldn't it, Major?
What is the most important thing in life?
What are you talking about?
What's the most important thing?
Respect.
Too dependent on other people.
What, love?
A little Disneyland, isn't it?
God's will.
It's close.
What is that?
Necessity.
As in?
As in people do what is most necessary to them at any given moment. Right now, what is most necessary to Saddam's troops is to put down the uprising. We can do what we want. They won't touch us.
All right. I'll be wearing fashionable Kevlar.
Me too.
Come on, Cameron.
Where the hell are the bunkers?
It's supposed to be right around here. How about these fires?
I already did this story, goddammit.
How about a rare pelican migration out by the marsh?
Fuck that! Stop the car!
I don't see any bunkers, do you?
We'll find Major Gates, man.
Bullshit. All we're finding is Ukrainian cranes.
Pelicans.
This story has been so done. A waste of my fucking time. Look at these poor fucking birds. All covered in some kind of fucking oil, ecological, catastrophic... Fucking... So goddamn horrible. Jesus Christ.
Poor fucking bird. Look at him. It's so sad.
You're not gonna fuck me. I was promised a gold story, and I'm driving.
Military regulations, you cannot drive. Step away from the channel with, ma'am. Don't make me shoot you, ma'am. Ma'am! Ma'am! Please fucking stop!
All right, let's go to Karbala.
March 3rd, the United States military hereby confiscates all materials stolen by Iraq from the state of Kuwait.
That means everything you took is going back. Everybody stay calm and we'll get through this as quickly as possible. Is that clear?
Good.
Now, hey, grab the... Get off!
Keep your finger off the trigger, Chief.
Sorry about that, sir.
No.
For life.
Divorced.
Lewis and Beth
has better noise reduction. Less distortion. Get on the ground.
This is bad music. This is bad music.
Now I want you to tell me where the gold is.
It's another door over here, Major. It's okay. He is prisoner. It's okay. Problem.
Okay. We take them outside so we don't burden you, okay?
Hey!
You open that door now.
Open that door.
Listen to me. Everything you stole from Kuwait belongs to us now, you understand? Put it back.
Why?
We stick to the plan. The plan is for the gold, not thieves. Return Kuwaiti bullion, correct?
Tensillary strength, and these bags only 200 pounds.
What?
Tensillary strength.
He works in an airport.
You put it in one of these baton bags, they can hold about 65 pounds, maybe more. Do you have any more luggage?
What can I eat?
United States military is in charge here.
I saw a truck out by the gas station.
What gas station?
One upstairs.
Let's see what you all have on the line.
Alright,
we need a truck.
Did we get it? Did we get it?
We got it.
Is it alive?
Conrad, you have no idea. Are you cool here?
They've been ignoring me.
Don't worry about it. Just stay calm. I'm going to find a truck. Move! Move away from the vehicle! Let's go!
أهلا سيدي.
هذول الأمريكان جايين ياخذونا الذهب.
ماكو مشكلة. You take the Kuwaiti gold, yes?
We take the Kuwaiti gold, yes.
Saddam cannot keep.
No, Saddam cannot keep.
Saddam have too many problems today.
He certainly does.
Will you help to carry?
I think we'll be all right.
تعالوا هنا ساعدوهم. This man help you.
Yeah, this man help you. And then you go away fast from all this bullshit.
Keep it going, keep it going.
You go now, please.
I don't think so.
This man is leader of uprising.
Major, let's just stick to the plan. The plan is for the gold, right?
Hold on. We can help these people first, and then we'll be on our way.
No, we can't. This is not what we're here for. Let's go.
Cover me. No unnecessary shots, Conrad, because we know what they do.
They make infected pockets full of bile, sir.
That's right. That's what they do. You to leave this town.
Saddam kill us if we leave. Kill our family.
We give you the gold. Now USA out of Iraq.
No shooting.
Okay, we work something out.
Take it easy! Take it easy!
Head up!
What's happening?
Accident. Stay cool.
No! Ah!
Put your hands up! Drive! Troy?
I'm okay.
Chief?
Get down!
Get down! People in the Humvee.
What?
Put the people in the Humvee.
There's no room.
Make room.
What happened to necessity?
It just changed.
Not for me. Let's go.
Hey, what if that was you?
What if this was you without Kevlar?
Hey! Hey!
Great! A fucking tank! That should send us on our way!
Lost, sir!
Now let's get the hell out of here.
It's about fucking time!
Hey, follow that Humvee!
Let's go! Let's go!
In the Humvee!
Morning!
away! Those are mine! Come back this way! Hey, stop!
This isn't staring. We'd be dead already.
What is the monster?
CS. Come on.
Tear gas.
Yeah. Time stamp.
Come here. Come here. Put this up. Here, you take it.
See that? That's a mine. Come here. Don't step there. Do not step there. Where's your can? Come here.
Where are your children? What happened to your children?
Watch your back!
Hey, Fred, don't move!
Come on, let's go!
What's going on?
I don't know.
It's okay, they're helping us. They're with the rebels. They got a shelter.
Come on!
Go, go.
Dead. I gotta look for Barlow.
Where's Troy?
Wait a minute! Where's Troy?
Hey, man. We gotta get out of here.
Where's Troy?
Come on!
Get off me!
Let's go!
Barlow! Barlow!
He's not out there.
We have to wait till it clears.
You made a choice in the village and we lost Troy.
I had no choice.
You had a choice?
I had no choice.
What about Troy? What choice does he have now?
Hasta, let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Hasta, hasta. حسنا ادعو انا استنى
استنى الامريكان كسروا وقفت لك النار
هذا دليل انهم كسروا تمام تمام تمام
Let's go.
Do you speak English?
Yes.
Could you?
Yes, sir.
Look, I have a little problem.
I need to know the number. What number, please?
Operation Desert Storm.
I'm sorry? I need to know the number.
The big army in the desert. Come on, it's an emergency.
Sorry, sir. You'll have to give me more specifics.
Fuck, maybe. Come on. Honey, it's me.
Troy? Oh, my God. Oh, baby, I was hoping it was you.
It's me, honey.
Oh, God, the baby's crying.
How's she doing?
She hasn't been sleeping too good, and my mom had to go back to work, so I'm real tired, baby.
Oh, I wish I was there to help, Cooney Bird.
Oh, Cooney Bird, when are you coming home?
Well, I'm working on that right now, baby.
Well, I saw an ad for a computer job. You want me to call and set up an interview?
Listen, honey.
What date are you coming home?
Well, I told you, they haven't given us an exact date yet.
Baby, if I had an exact date, I could call and set up the
interview. Debbie, listen to me, please.
What's happening?
What was that?
The wall just exploded.
I thought the war was over, honey.
Well, it isn't, babe. Could you do me a favor and call the reserve center?
What do you want me to do?
Tell the duty NCO I'm stuck in a bunker near 223 North outside Karbala, okay?
223 North.
Outside Karbala. You're okay, right? Everything's okay.
I don't want you to worry, baby. I tried to do something for the family, and I just want you to know.
Know what?
That I love you, okay?
Tell me what's going on.
Just tell Crystal.
Troy?
Tell Crystal I'm a rich man, and if things work out, she'll be taken care of, okay?
What are you talking about?
Gotta go, Cody Bird. I love you.
Troy!
Come on now.
Spirits are high, and the music is soaring as these young crews celebrate the liberation of Kuwait. The mood here is boisterous and giddy as these crews are being held by a bunker outside. Shit, wait. I'm being held captive by Iraqi troops outside a bunker near the gritty city of Karbala.
You said gritty city again.
Who gives a shit what I said? These people are dying, for Christ's sake.
What about Private Wagaman, Adriana?
Lay one down first. In 3, 2, I'm being held captive by Iraqi troops outside the bunker, far from the gritty area of Karbala.
Okay.
The rebels have gone down the road.
Okay.
هذه مذيعة اللي تطلع بالMBS. هذه أقل ما تطلع بالتلفزيون. هجوم حسن.
Now the assault apparently started by the rebels from Karbala up on this bridge. Hey, back off! Hey! No! We have a right to be here.
Oh, that's mine. Yes.
No.
Yes, fuck it. Walter!
Could I have my pants, please?
Walter!
Pants. On my legs.
Go!
Walter!
Get up!
Go!
Out! Get out!
So what did you want to be as a little boy?
As a boy, I wanted to be either a veterinarian or a CIA sharpshooter.
Really? That's very complicated.
Doug!
Yep. Yes, Colonel?
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm giving an interview to NRG.
Do you have authorization?
Yes, sir, I do.
No.
No?
No. Who gave you this?
Major Gates.
Archie Gates gave you this. Jesus Christ, Doug.
I don't get to do the interview?
No, you don't get to do the interview. Come with me. You're going to tell me where he is, or you're going back to the hotel in Duran.
I don't know where he is. I think he's helping Adriana Cruz.
Is she here?
No, sir.
So who else is missing?
Chief's not here.
You don't know where your staff sergeant is, Captain?
Barlow and Vigor gone, too, sir.
They got a document out of a guy's ass yesterday, sir.
What?
I don't know what it was, some kind of map or secret list, but I saw it happen.
Did they bring it to you?
No, sir.
Yeah, see, he's working something. Get me some maps, check the radio transmissions, maybe we'll get their positions.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
What's wrong with him? Is he dead? Is that guy dead? Where are you going to put him?
A shrine.
A shrine? What kind of shrine y'all got?
A shrine near a holy man that gives him comfort and access to paradise.
Hey, that sounds like a pretty good shrine, right, Chief? I'm not kidding. Sounds like a good shrine. Hey, man, I'm sorry I hit you. I was just worried about Troy, you know? He's my friend. I didn't want nothing to happen to him, you know? He's gonna take me to Detroit with him. Hook me up with a job. Come on, man. Chief. I know you was coming to help me. Thanks, man. I don't want to hold no grudges. You got kicked out of that Ring of Jesus fire, huh?
That ain't how it worked.
How's it work?
Take care of whatever he puts in front of me, no questions asked. He put that gold in front of me and I took it. That's how it works.
What about now?
I don't know. I gotta see.
How you doing, Conrad?
I'm fine.
It was my choice today. You can try and head back if you want to. Take your share and bury it. I'll find Barlow myself.
I want to find Troy.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Let's check the suitcases.
I count 79.
Means we're missing 41 bags. That's about $23 million left. It's not bad for a disaster provided that we can find Barlow and not get court-martialed. How is she?
Hey, how is your little girl?
She's traumatized. What do you expect? I went to B school at Bowling Green. Okay? I came back to open a couple of hotels near Karbala. I'm nearly in the black when this stupid war starts. Do you guys bomb all my cafes? Now we try to get rid of Saddam. Bush leaves us twisting in the winds.
Look at
these people. Where is America now? Where is the army now?
You have a radio?
No. No radio, no water.
Where's Barlow?
They got him.
Where would they take him?
Oasis Bunker. It's full of Saddam's Republican Guard.
Where's that?
Approximately 17, 18 miles from here.
Take us there.
Well, we don't have transportation.
We'll walk till we find some.
Why don't you call in the Marines?
With what? We don't have a radio.
Okay. We'll find a vehicle. You drive back, get a helicopter, fly and get your men.
We can't do that.
Why not? You have a huge army here.
We're not supposed to be involved in the uprising. We killed Iraqi soldiers, broke the peace accord.
You know what I think? You're stealing gold, that's what I think. We're fighting Saddam and dying, and you're stealing gold.
You're wrong.
They have 500,000 men in the desert. They send 4 guys to pick up all this bullion? I don't think so.
We need to find our man. How much do you want to take us to him?
Is this still yours to give? Huh? The only reason you have these bags is my people picked them up. We'll take our share. And we will help you carry your share.
And find our man.
Amir Abdullah.
Archie Gates.
You will take us to the Iranian border.
What?
If we don't get to a refugee camp, we are dead. The nearest camp is in Iran.
You don't need us. You can buy your way over.
No.
Saddam's soldiers will never take Saddam's gold. The only chance we have is if we are with Americans.
We can't take it to the Iranian border.
Then we don't have a deal.
Give me a fucking break, man.
We just saved your life.
And we saved yours.
We lost a man for you.
What good is it if you leave us here to be slaughtered? Huh? The big army of democracy beats the ugly dictator and saves the rich Kuwaitis. But you go to jail if you help us escape the same dictator. You saw what happened to my wife. Look at my daughter.
Who's going?
Everyone but the priest that makes 55.
Did we save anything from the Humvee?
Yeah. Big's back.
Lovely.
What is your rank, bro?
Sergeant, first class.
Your company?
437 Civil Affairs Company, U.S. Army Reserve.
My man, tell me something, okay? What is the problem with Michael Jackson?
What do you mean?
What is the problem with Michael Jackson? What is the problem with Michael Jackson? You understand my question?
No, I'm not sure I do.
The king of pop. Woohoo. Hee hee.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
He come to Egypt, I see picture in newspaper. Hello. With the white glove. I'm Michael Jackson in my hotel room with my shop up face. Your country making shop up his face.
I don't think so.
Michael Jackson is pop king of sick fucking country.
That's bullshit. He did it to himself.
You are the blind bullshit, mommy man. It is so obvious. A black man made the skin white and the hair straight, and you know why?
No.
You sick fucking country make the black man hate himself just like you had the Arab and the children you bomb over here.
I don't hate children. This is illegal, you know. The war is over.
That's why you are illegal, man. You broke the ceasefire, and I think maybe even you steal the gold. So nobody know where you are, right? Your army don't know. I'm gonna send you to Baghdad for a long time. Nobody found you. Do they care, buddy?
Does who care?
Do your army care about the children in Iraq? Do they come back to help?
No, they're not coming.
يلا
لا مو هي الأول
يلا يلا بسرعة
نعم سيدي كل شيء جاهز يلا سوي
Do you army come back to help the people?
No.
Tell the truth, Utsky. Save us the big bomber.
That's the truth.
Ask you a question, man. Does it hurt?
Yes, it hurts.
You bomb my family. Do you know that? You blow up my home, the Wall Street. My wife is crushed by a big fucking block of concrete. She lose her legs. Dog legs cut off now.
That's horrible.
What?
I said that's horrible.
Oh my God, buddy, I didn't even tell you the horrible part yet. My son was killed in his bed. He is 1 year old. He is sleeping with his toy when the bomb come.
I have a daughter.
Very nice for you, bro. She's safe in Arizona without the bomb, the concrete, and all this shit.
I'm not from Arizona.
How old is she?
1 month old.
What's her name?
Crystal.
What make you decide to tell me about Crystal, my man?
Well, because we're both fathers.
I'm not father no more, do you remember? My son is dead now. Can you think how it feels inside your heart if I bomb your daughter?
Worse than death.
That's right. Worse than death.
Y'all think America's Satan, right? America's Satan?
No, احنا كل ما نتمنى انا واخوي يكون عندنا صالون حلاقة.
اي صالون حلاقة.
What they say?
They say he wants salon.
A what?
A salon, hair salon.
You cut hair?
Yes, yes, yes.
Look, they don't care if they cut American hair, Shiite hair, Sunni hair. They just want to get rid of Saddam and live life, make business. شنو يعني انتم تريدون تقتلون كل العرب؟ Yeah, what's the name? Do you want to kill every Arab?
That's what I was trained to do.
No, that was not our training. We got Arab allies, man.
Yeah, well, we got Arab allies.
يقول احنا عندنا حلفاء عرب ويانا.
يعني انتم ما راح تقتلون كل العرب.
Hey, so you don't want to kill every Arab?
Well, not.
He's just had no high school. No high school.
Don't tell people that.
يقول مو مخلص ثانوية.
تدري قصة شعره كلش ما تعجبني؟
What'd they say?
He says, you have terrible haircut.
Thor gave me this haircut. Badass haircut. Yeah.
Jiggers on, gas, gas, fat, gas, gas, fat. Camarades, vous sentinez. Jiggers on, vous en suis. À la fin ou au début.
America, welcome.
Stop. Je deviens cloche, je mets en face ou au silence. Je prends la porte ou je me supporte. Je fume du hash ou des gouraves. Je fais des gags ou des ardoises. Je viens dentiste ou bien artiste. Si je fais vieux ou je reste chez eux. Je reste comme ça ou je persévère. Stop!
Hello, Muslim. Shonet.
How you doing?
He says, how are you? He's happy to welcome America.
Thank you. Thank you.
They
welcome America.
They're all deserters. They leave Saddam army. But they help us near Karbala. Good man.
Karbala.
Welcome America.
Allah hayyakum.
Welcome America.
Welcome. No, my friend. The man don't do that. Only the woman.
What's that?
Because it's their custom.
Radio?
No radio. George Bush gets Red Saddam's now.
Not exactly, no.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
You inform this gentleman we need a vehicle of some kind.
From Kuwait.
And let me ask you a question. Does Lexus make this model?
Infiniti convertible only.
No Lexus convertible. Infinity only.
Infinity only.
Exactly what I said. Listen, we use these cars to fight Saddam's soldiers.
What's so funny?
Got no take.
What you mean, cannot take? We kick Saddam's ass, we definitely take.
We are the United States Army.
You are three guys with a bunch of civilians and no Humvee.
Need money. Have no money to eat, to live. وانتو جيشكم كلنا انا احنا كل ما عدنا ناكل.
The American army is huge. It has planes and tanks and we have nothing.
Listen to me. We will rise up together. Tell him.
Endorsua.
Rise up.
Endorsua.
Look at us. Many races. Many nations. Many nations.
Endorsua.
Working together.
Not Melsua.
Tell him, chief.
Yes. We're united.
United.
Mitahdin.
George Bush. George Bush wants you.
You. You. Stand up for yourself.
George Bush yahtajkum.
George Bush
wants you.
You
wants you.
Yes.
He wants everybody.
He wants all of you.
Stand up together.
Fight. Kick
some
ass.
Huh?
George Bush wants you.
Yes.
He wants you.
Yes.
McCarthy.
Wants you. May you fight for freedom on your own. And America will follow. God bless America. And God bless a free Iraq.
Now, what do you say, my friend?
Cannot give car.
Okay. I guess we'll buy them.
Man, this is good music. Man, Judas Priest will pump you up, man.
No. We're not listening to that headache music. Stop.
Just one song.
What you need is that easy listening classics.
I do not need that.
You need something to calm your nerve.
Not easy listening classics.
All right, try this.
Sir, this is from Barlow's wife in Detroit. They may have a position on him.
From his wife in Detroit? What the hell is this?
The war is over, and I don't fucking know what it was about. What was this war about? I was managed by the military.
Me too.
I try to be substance-based, not style-based.
I think you got a lot of style.
That little Kathy bitch says I'm old.
That's because she's jealous. First of all, you are smarter than her, and that is a threat. The second of all... You are beautiful. You're the most prettiest woman down there.
Thank you.
You got great skin. Beautiful hair.
Well, it's very sweet of you, but there's a sexual politics to this business. It's about looks. It's about sex. It's about style. Believe me, many an anchor man came on to me and I didn't go for it. I didn't have to. I never played that game. I never dropped to my knees for an assignment. Christ, I came out to the desert because nobody else had the fucking balls to do it.
I only joined Saddam Hussein's army to make good living for my family. Good house. Now I can get out.
I joined up for the extra cash too. Found out I was gonna have a baby.
You know, I got weapon and training from America.
Bullshit.
Oh yeah? How you think I learned my English? Specialist guys come here to train us when we fight Iran.
What they train you?
Weapon, sabotage, interrogation.
Great.
It was a total waste for your army to come to Iraq, right?
I heard about a lot of bad shit that happened in Kuwait.
Yeah, bad shit happened, and I'm proud of that.
Well, who's got the sick country?
Maybe Saddam is very crazy, and then you are crazy to bomb all of Iraq.
Like too much bombing is crazy, but not saving Kuwait.
You are here for save Kuwaiti people?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people in trouble in this world, my man. And you don't fight no fucking war for them.
Well, you invaded another country. You can't do that.
Why not, dude?
Because it makes the world crazy. You need to keep it stable.
For what? You pick up truck?
Well, for stability. Stabilize the region.
This is your fucking stability, my meme.
We get our man, and then we come back and pick up the gold.
And my people?
That's right. Let's go over the plan.
Let's do it. There's a bunker built into the side of the cliff face. Looks like a castle.
There's a road coming there, level on the cross.
Now, it's full of Saddam's Republican Guard. Now, I don't think that we can overpower them. There's too many. But it's one thing they're afraid of.
What's that?
Saddam.
And that's what we use.
Right. That's what we'll use.
You stay with me. You stay with me.
Wait, hold on a minute. I want to go over this plan one more time.
You're scared, right?
Maybe.
The way this works is, you do the thing you're scared shitless of, and you get the courage after you do it, not before you do it.
That's a dumbass way to work. It should be the other way around.
I know. That's the way it works.
sergeant's car.
Out of here.
Where's Conrad?
Keep your guard up.
Barlow, you okay?
Chief, where's Conrad? How are we getting back, man?
We got the rolls.
You got a roll?
Yeah.
Hey. This is an Infiniti convertible.
Man, I think you're in shock.
It's an Infiniti convertible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so your car. I'm not in shock.
Sure you okay?
Hey, freeze! No, he's with us.
Don't shoot him, he's with us.
You're the guy with the little girl, right?
That's right.
What are you doing here, man?
He helped us find
you. I came here to help you.
All right. You're all right, man.
I see some people. I can't see what's happening. Stay put.
How's the little girl?
She's safe for now.
Outstanding, excellent. How can we help you?
Well, we had a deal to get us to the border, but now we have more people, we need more vehicles.
Well, that's another problem. We're going to work it out. We have to do this. We can work it out, okay?
I don't know. It's a lot of people.
Okay. Well, then you choose who we take. Tell the others it's not convenient. They're going to have to die because I can't do that, Chief, okay? So you're going to have to do that yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Troy! You made it, man!
Conrad!
I thought that was you!
Where the fuck have you been? Conrad!
What are you wearing?
What?
What is this?
Oh, it's a suit jacket. The Iraqis gave it to me.
I didn't recognize you.
It fits all right, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Chief! We need your help!
I'm okay.
Where's he hit?
It's in and out. I think it's just above his collarbone.
Where's the Jesus fire?
It's all around you right now, Conrad. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right, man.
I'm going to hell.
You're gonna be fine.
You take me to one of them shrines that gives you comfort and erases all the bad things you did.
Hey, we made the right choice today, Conrad. You stop with that shrine shit. Everything's gonna be okay.
Save us, so?
I know so.
He's not a bad man.
We're getting out of here. Look out. Hey, Major! Would you please fucking help us? God damn it!
What?
It's crushing his lung.
Better, man. That feel better.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. Air pressure's going to build up about every 15 minutes. Release the valve, then you close it back up.
How long can I keep doing that?
I don't know. Maybe 4 or 5 hours if you're not bleeding too bad. You don't seem to be.
Al-Fatiha. Allah al-Rahman al-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Rahman al-Rahim. Allah al-Rahman al-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al-Rahman al-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صدق الله العلي العظيم.
He said he wanted to go to one of those shrines.
Did he mean that?
That's what he told me.
Woman Iran, we can take him with us.
Then take him.
All right. Take him there.
Found a radio inside. You're hooked for that call, Major.
Bolo, Brer Rabbit.
I'm going to jail.
No, we're not. Bolo, Brer Rabbit.
This Bolo, come in!
Where are you?
About 2 clicks outside of camp.
We're about ready for that briar patch.
I'm trying to find out where we're going.
Man, please, I'm transmitting code here.
You got me, Bolo?
I think so. Who handles the briar patch?
You do.
Oh, okay. As our baby goes to the briar patch, everything's okay, right?
No, it's the other way around.
Right. I'm sorry, sir. I don't remember how the code goes.
I need 4 personnel trucks and a Humvee.
That's a pretty tall order for a secret operation, sir.
Talk to my friend Tebow. Each driver will get 100K. Rare Rabbit at 239 North. Add 1 medevac pack to the order. Make sure you bring the reporter.
Roger, give me 2 hours.
Wohin sehen?
Sehen, Zukunft.
Afwan. Maslam.
الله
يطول بعمرك. دموع انزين نتخلون لحد يشوفك. عفوا. كل شيء سير زين. دموع انزين نتخلون لحد يشوفك.
Those real good, Chief. After we take these people to the border, figure out a way to get it out of here.
223 North is a position his wife called in, but there's nothing there but an empty bunker.
Task air recon to cover 223 North to the border.
Airborne. I'll put the choppers on standby.
If they're there, it shouldn't be too hard to find them.
All the way, sir.
Marlon could use some morphine.
They've got him. Let's see about you first.
Hey,
Did you get the gold?
No. We helped a lot of people. Right now we have to get them over the border. They'll be killed without our protection.
They're going to bust you for that.
And cover it and see what happens.
Hey.
Sure you're not coming with us?
No. I will stay here to fight Saddam.
Good luck.
Sit down, honey. We're gonna pull out fast, okay?
Hey, everybody, sit down. We're about to pull off.
Walter, did you meet everybody?
Walter, this is Kai.
Hi, Kai.
What are you thinking?
We walk them past the Iraqi soldiers, make sure they're safe. We walk back to the trucks and we get out of here.
All right, let's do it! No guns. Only American soldiers carry guns.
Yards from the Iraqi checkpoint, heading into Iran. We are just about to move across the zone up into the Iranian border. It's a barbed wire. We have 10 women and children here. Soon to be Iraqi refugees crossing over to Iran.
Make sure you take care of Conrad, right?
I will.
Ally of the United States, indeed not an ally of the United States. We did see a lot of Iraqi soldiers. They are here. They are up in bunkers.
Keeping a tight group.
We're going through the checkpoint. This is a violation of American policy. The United States has withdrawn its support. Okay, let's cut and go again. Trying to escape Saddam. The refugees are about 150 yards from the border of Iran. The Americans here are not supposed to be escorting them across the border.
You are AWOL and you are in violation of American policy. You are under arrest.
Double time. Let's go. We can make it before they stop us.
To make it across the border before the Americans land here and stop them from crossing.
Wait! 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 Wait!
They're going to get slaughtered if we don't help them across. Why are you doing this, man? They're going to kill them.
The refugees are not crossing the border. They have been rounded up.
Baba, tiny Baba.
Just let them get over.
Not our mission, Carlo. You don't belong here. What is the matter with you? You ought to fucking know better.
You're not involved in this problem, Major Gacy. You understand me? You're AWOL, and you're under arrest.
Are you going to let him kill those people? It's not right, Ron.
Look, they're arresting them.
I can't breathe. Hey, you fucked me, now you're fucked. So shut your mouth.
You're American policy, Major. Do you understand me?
I need to read this.
This is bad medical attention.
I don't know what you're up to, but we're not involved in this problem here. You're way out of line, Major.
Look at him.
I can't reach the valve.
He can't breathe. Put the cuff to
Captain,
the front.
Captain, I need to reach.
He's going to die if you're on
you
that
don't worry about
that.
Him. Worry about
you're
yourself.
You're going to be cool. You're not going to fuck up my record,
he
Major.
He can't breathe.
You're under arrest.
Cut his car.
What the hell is this?
Turn that fucking camera off.
Hey, it's a $70,000 camera.
What are you people doing here?
I was authorized
you're
to be here.
Right.
This deserves to be called.
He's going
to
die.
That's the border.
Why aren't you helping me?
Because it's not our fault.
This is what's really happening.
Cut his cuffs.
I should be able to tell
you're out of the pool.
Bullshit.
You're done.
All we had to do was help him. It was less than 100 feet.
We've got the gold.
What?
The Kuwaiti bullion. We've got it.
Bullshit.
Pull that bag.
Give me that bag. Get the bag. How much do you have?
23 million.
Where's that?
No. Get those people over first.
They helped us find it, Ron. We made a deal. It's a soldier's honor. You can't fuck them now. Come on. Return the gold. Save some refugees. Get that star.
Let's go, Doug. Charge him.
Under arrest. You're going to be court-martialed. You're going to show us where that bullion is right now.